Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Monday, 11 minutes after 5. You know, I don't think I'm the only one in our area that says, okay, March, what, 24th? March 24th, we're full on into the spring. 11 degrees, 6 degrees, 6. Single-digit scores.
Yeah, it's getting obnoxious now. There's no question.
Yeah, I'm done with this. Uh-huh. This is, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
I think the answer is everybody should start some kind of a fire in their front yard. Get a barrel, you know, one of those big 55-gallon oil drums.
And that would melt it all? Is that what you're suggesting?
Put some tires in there, some old wood, lawn furniture, whatever. You know, chop down your neighbor's tree, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And let's start some fires and get some heat going in. This is just, I'm done. Last night, we had an event that we went to, and I'm walking out of the car, out to the car, like it's 7:30 or so. It's like, holy crap, it's cold.
Yeah.
It's just cold,
yeah,
man.
I was out last night as well, and
Had
not good.
Very good experiences over the weekend. We had some good stuff. First of all, had some great people come by and say hi to us while we were out at the Lawn and Garden Show at the Patriot Center over the weekend. Very,
nothing
very
like
nice.
Thinking spring when you're looking at lawnmowers and fertilizer and well, flowers and all of that stuff.
The rumor is that it will happen.
Yeah.
It may be, I don't know, a month away. Oh, God. But it will happen. The other thing is, as at Bull Falls, the brewery, the 5K, drew a biggest crowd ever.
I didn't see you there. I was there sampling the box.
I didn't make it to the run. I had, but... over 1,200 runners.
Yeah, yeah.
And, that was and a huge event.
And it wasn't just runners. The beer drinkers like me showed up as well. And the tent was full. The band was smoking, and it was a good time. Even though it was cold, it was warm inside the tent.
Now, you want to know what's funny?
Yeah.
You know why I wasn't able to take the SAU vehicle to the event on Saturday?
I heard. there was an email that somebody had taken the keys by accident.
Well, I have no idea where the keys are. I showed up. And I showed up, and it's like, okay, well, all the paperwork's here. For those of you a little inside, anytime we take the station vehicle out, there's a ton of papers that we got to take with us. You know,
mileage, and
insurance, and all this other stuff. You know, who drove it, and when. You know, you got to blow into a breathalyzer. You got to give a hair sample.
That point that bad.
You sign an affidavit saying if you put a scratch on it, you'll give up, you know, parts of your body in order to get it repaired. But no keys.
Kind of hard to drive it. We probably should have a spare made and, keep it around here or something.
Now,
you know?
The other thing...
because I've done that before where what? I've used the vehicle, like, at night, bring it back...
And leave your keys in your pocket?
And keep the keys in my pocket, and then I get halfway home and realize that I have to come back and bring the keys back.
Well, at least you brought the keys back.
It wasn't me this time.
I
know.
Now, the other thing is while I'm scouring for the keys, I found a cell phone.
Yes, I left my cell phone here by accident on Saturday morning after I worked. And I was at the Bull Falls thing, and I just said, I'll go get it later. I spent most of the day Saturday without my phone, and it was very...
Was it liberating?
It was. I wasn't checking Facebook and Twitter every 5 minutes.
Hang on a second, I got to check my Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, it was
sort of nice.
Well, what was really funny is I handed it to an intern who said, oh, yeah, I'm one of his followers on Twitter or something. I'll tweet him and let him know. And then somebody else said, well, why don't you call him and let him know you found his cell phone? And I looked at him. I said, call him, like on his cell phone,
I'm holding in my hand? I think I'm one of the rare folks that still has a landline at home, a hard phone line. But
the person that told me to call you was meaning, well, call him on his cell phone. I'm like, dude, I'm holding his cell phone in my hand.
That won't work.
I'm not sure that his ESPN is working that hard today. Anyway, a lot of really good stuff that happened. Big thing, this was hard to do, man. My little one turned 10. We had the official birthday party for her over the weekend.
Well, you still have 2 years to go before the teenage years begin. Officially,
she's a good kid though, but 10, man, double digits. And I'm.
And she says, "Dad, I want to go to Summerfest to see Lady Gaga this summer. Come on!"
No, it's not that bad. But we were kind of kidding around at the house before heading to the party. You know, I was kind of giving her a hard time about a couple stuff. And she goes, "Dad, stop! teasing me. And I'm like, okay, all right, it's getting to that point. I understand. So got to be cool. You know, you got to be hip. You got to have everything in the right order. Lots of things we're going to be talking about today. I don't know if you saw this or not, but have you heard the theory on what happened to the Malaysian flight by Lieutenant General McInerney? Do you hear this theory?
I did not.
All right, we'll get into that. Everybody else is looking in the South China Sea, and apparently
now in the Indian Ocean, Southern Indian Ocean. Now,
oh Lord, whatever. Okay, now there's chunks of it here, there's chunks of it there. Whatever. There was a woman that was flying. Apparently, a woman was flying in a commercial airliner, a small plane rather, and said she swears she saw an item that said 777 on it. So that was being looked. But wait till you hear the issue or the theory being proposed by Lieutenant General McInerney. He says he has proof that can back it up, but oh, nothing so far. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News will be back in a brief moment or two. Don't go anywhere.
Let's talk about the news, though. What's happening now? Obama is by himself right now, you guys. Very lonely. I guess the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and her daughters, Sasha and Malia, are visiting China for the next week. And so the president actually said that the White House feels very lonely without them. Aww. Then he said, okay, I think they bought it. It's time for some March Madness, baby. Let's do it. Picture in picture. I want to see all of it. You can kind of tell Obama's lonely just by the tweets that he's been sending out. Like, last night he tweeted, hey, Michelle Obama, having 8 pancakes, you better stop me. Hashtag kind of wish you would. Hashtag real talk. Hashtag lonely talk. And then an hour later, he wrote, laying on the floor in the Oval Office. Oval is a funny word. Oval, ooval. Hashtag legalize it, which is just, I don't know, the weird one. Then he tweeted, just peed in all 35 bathrooms. Hashtag dehydrated. Just starting to get weird there. And then finally he wrote, just texted Putin, you up, hashtag desperate, hashtag best frenemies, and that's
the Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.